Radio.
You are listening to the call sign of Resonance Radio, broadcasting aus London and across the ganze Welt. In this series of five albums, specially commissioned by Kunstradio, we will be taking radio, tearing it into small pieces, rolling it up into an irregular ball-shaped cube, kicking it across the horizon. Question number one. What color is radio?
That's easy. The same color as always.
Question number two. What size is radio?
Radio.
What goes up must come down.
Radio.
This is scientific.
Radio. Radio. Radio has a severe wave problem. As such, it's been on a supervised diet for the last 27 years.
Achtzehn Uhr. Abendjournal.
And now it is time for our first listener complaint. This one comes from a Mrs. Waldheim, who lives in Rattenburg, not far from the Katzenkopf, in the Kitzbüheler Alps. Mrs. Waldheim, for the next 9 seconds, Kunstradio belongs to you.
You and your stupid radio programs. I am fed up. Tell me this, you stupid radio worms. Radio interference. Often it is that I am getting the interference. Why is it that the interference is always more interesting than the program itself?
Unthinkable. Unfortunately, during our daring little series of five programs...
Five albums.
There will be an uncontrollable amount of interference. At times, it will prove impossible to know what is intended radio transmission and what is interference. The technical staff here at ORF will be working hard to try and keep this interference to an acceptable level.
Yeah, it seems to be English.
Should the interference become unbearable, the off radio scientist will replace the transmission with some soothing music. Soothing music. Ah, soothing music. Oh, soothing music. Soothing music.
We have reached the point in this radio broadcast where some narrative form is inevitable. After all, what is radio without the spoken narrative word? Nothing really, but a pile of steaming sh. We enter our narrative line at the point where our protagonist, Harmon E. Frazier, has just entered the office of the Resonance Radio Station Director's secretary, whose name is Felicity Oedipus.
Oh, hello, Felicity. How's it hanging?
Oh, it's not hanging well, Mr. E. Frazier. Not well at all.
Not hanging well? Why ever not, Felicity?
What do you think? It's Resonance. Poor Hair Station Director. I've never seen him so worried. Half out of his tiny mind he is.
Hair Station Director of Resonance Radio worried? That doesn't sound like the Hair Station Director I know and obey ruthlessly and without question. What's his problem?
What do you think?
Yeah, if it's to do with that woman's missing underwear at the laundromat, I've already explained to the police...
No, Mr. E. Frazier. It's money.
Money? What money?
Exactly. What money? There is no bleeding money.
You don't mean...
I do mean. Resonance is broke. Bankrupt, kaput. Not even an Albanian euro left in the piggy bank.
Well, that's radio art for you.
Who are you out there gossiping with when you should be hard at work?
It's Mr. E. Frazier, sir.
That idiot. Well, get rid of him and get your piebald ass in here at once. Some of us have to work for a living.
Yes, sir. At once, sir.
Hello, Hair Station Director.
Who's that?
It's me, Harmon.
How dare you use my intercom without written permission?
Blimey, Felicity, he's in a bit of a mood today, isn't he?
What do you expect? The advent of communication technology has radically reshaped global popular culture since the latter half of the last century.
You what?
It's the same old story. Economic woes, political organisation. They're always being shaped by the dominant communication technologies at any given time.
What is she going on about?
Are you still out there, Miss Oedipus?
Coming right this instant, Herr Director.
You might as well bring that idiot E. Frazier with you as well.
Hmm. Ella!
Here!
Und das kleine Mittelständler besser unterstützen wollen. Manchmal kommt es mit an uns zeigen wollen, dass sie die als wir.
Wow! So here I am at last! Inside of her station director's office! Impressive! You know, Felicity, I began to think I'd never be allowed in.
You're not in.
Not in? What do you mean not in? I'm here, ain't I?
This magnificent chamber isn't her director's office.
Well, where are we then?
We're standing in one of her director's anterooms.
Well, how many anterooms are there?
An dieser Stelle möchten wir die deutschsprachigen Zuhörer mit dem englischen Wort Anteroom vertraut machen. Für uns hat es die Bedeutung eines Vorraumes.
Oh, I've never bothered to count. I'm just a hired lackey after all.
Look, what are those three objects? Sitting on them there three plinths.
Intercoms. Her director is very fond of his intercoms. Oh, listen up. Here we go.
Miss Oedipus, what's the delay?
We're on our way, Herr Director.
We're just clearing the first anteroom, Herr Director.
Did I ask for a running commentary from you, Euphrasia?
No, Herr Director.
Well, shut up then, and get a move on the pair of you.
Come on, let's get busy.
Oh, I ain't never seen so many anterooms. Each one more magnificent than the last.
We're almost there now, Mr. Euphrasia. I can feel it in my bones.
Wait up. What's that horrible noise?
I can't hear anything.
Shh, listen.
Oh, the sign tones.
The what tones?
Sign tones. It's a piece of sonic art. Very clever it is. It generates sign tones all of itself. Her station director paid a small fortune to acquire it.
You mean to say her station director sits round all day listening to that flipping row?
Of course not. He found out quite by coincidence that this particular concatenation of sign tones is very effective at keeping insects away. Her director has had a thing about insects ever since he was a small lad growing up on a hill farm in Wuppertal.
What kind of thing?
Haven't you heard? He wants to crush them all utterly. Can't help himself. Sees an insect and pam!
What's wrong with that?
It conflicts with Herr Director's particular strand of Buddhism.
Hey, just how many intercoms do you suppose there are in this anteroom?
Must be over 1,000.
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
Sitting round all day waiting for you to show up.
We're almost there, Herr Director. Just outside your office.
Wait there until I call you.
Yes, sir.
What now?
We wait.
I thought he was in a hurry.
Shh.
Miss Oedipus?
Yes, Herr Director?
You can come in now.
Bilder. Menschenbilder. Menschenbilder.
Again.
Oh my God!
Hello, good evening. Welcome to BBC London News.
We're here, sir.
Oh, good morning, Herr Station Director.
It's the middle of the night, you moron. sit down, the pair of you.
What, on this thing?
What's the matter with you? Haven't you ever seen an orthopaedic sofa before?
No.
What does the latest financial diktat say, Herr Director? Any improvement?
It's no good. Resonance is finished. We haven't got 2 Christina Kubisch CDs to rub together.
But what about all the billions of euros you managed to con out of the Central Fund for European Sonic Art Regeneration?
Every last cent down the self-flushing toilet. See for yourselves.
What are these hefty tomes, Felicity?
Den Begriff hefty tomes, den Harman hier benutzt, können wir mit alten Schinken übersetzen.
They're the Resonance radio accounts for the last 12 years.
But the station's only been running 3 years.
Never you mind now. Let's see. Her station director's chauffeur-driven Ferrari, 2 million euros. Her station director's stable of pedigree schnauzers, 6 million.
And what's this? Her station director's nightclub expenses. What do all these little black X's stand for, Felicity?
Coo! Fancy that, Mystery Fraser. Her director's footing the bill for the education of his love child. He is a thoughtful man, isn't he?
You betcha. Just look at this long list of bribes and payoffs. He must carry the interests of the whole world in his bosom.
Not to mention his generous tax-deductible donations to a number of charities that support wayward young lap dancers.
Well, I don't get it. Everything seems perfectly in order.
Not a euro out of place.
So how comes Resonance is broke? I don't understand. Where's all the money gone?
It's written here, plain as the nose on Kurt Waldheim's wall. Unfortunately, her station director invested heavily in dot-com sonic art.
It was a disaster. Total financial and artistic meltdown.
Dot-com sonic art? You'd have been better off feeding your euros into a high-class mincing machine and turning them into Bavarian sausages.
All the Resonance billions. Gone for all time.
So, Herr Director, how come you didn't resign after this debacle?
I didn't have to. I sacked all the Resonance program makers instead. After all, as station director, I must be seen to be infallible.
Hear, hear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Like most technologies, radio had its origins primarily in the military, business, and nautical spheres. After a certain amount of time, during which the revolutionary possibilities of radio were delineated and then carefully constrained, the neutered technology was passed on for purposes of mass consumption. So, by the time it came to be employed as a medium of mass entertainment, radio was already worn at the edges like a second-hand suit, nibbled by voracious moths with busy mouth parts. In this series of 5 albums, specially constructed for Kunstradio, we shall demonstrate that the only practical application for radio and radio art is as sonic wallpaper. There must be no content that interferes with the primary function of this secondary medium. Radio has devolved to a point of architectural ornamentation. Its only purpose is to fill space. And as space becomes corporatized and divested of any social dimension, all radio tends towards silence.
Kunst. Kunst. Kunst.
We're broke.
Resonance is finished.
The wolves are at the door.
We've had it.
There's nothing left.
So what will
there's
we
no
do?
Money. Who's going to give us a job?
As I rent us up, what shall we do?
I've got a house, husband, and six mouths to feed.
I am with Sabertooth.
I have no idea how much it costs to feed a resident.
My baby.
Come on.
I have the solution. I've brought in a special financial consultant from the top bankers' investment think tank Smirkett and Bloat. No expense spared. May I introduce the answer to all of Resonance's financial headaches? Miss Astrid von Bimbleschnut.
Afternoon, guinea pigs.
Afternoon? Here, director says it's the middle of the night.
No questions while I'm talking, please. My name is Astrid von Bimbleschnud, and I am senior partner of internationally famous banking racketeers Smirkett and Bloat. I am come to save Resonance, yes?
Save Resonance? You gotta be kidding.
Shut up. Here is plan. We are going to make movies. Radio, she is finished. Movies. They are much of the money-making. Look about you, what do you see? Walt Disney, Kindergarten Cop, Scooby-Doo, the Monsters in Laws, all of them raking in the money.
Yeah, that's all very well, Astrid. But what movie is there left to make? They've all been done over 100 times. Terminator 6, Magnificent 7, Butterfield 8. And how about Star Wars, the sequel of the Dolby Equal prequel now shown in Chigwell?
I myself have written movie. Creative people can no longer be trusted. I will now describe movie to you.
Oh yeah, this I've got to hear.
You are not making of the questions while I'm talking, please. Scene 1. A rundown bar. In an upmarket section of downtown Vienna, we hear sleazy laptop music playing quietly in background. Then, bang! The doors!
The doors?
The doors! We cut to Fimbumsky! The tape loop detective. Close up on his flea-bitten, raggedly handsome face. Fimbumsky is in his mid-30s. He's seen too much of life already, but somehow he's still hungry for more. The camera tracks him from behind as he moves towards the bar. As he passes, customers glance up for a moment and look away guiltily. Everyone he knows at Fimbumsky is a cop. Be close up on Fimbumsky's eyes. We follow his eyeline to the bar, where a grubby fat man is about to take a drink. You can tell every meal
meal the fat one has eaten for the past month from the stains on his jacket. Big close-up. Fimbunsky's eyes again, this time showing surprise. Cutting close to the fat man's hand, he reaches for his glass of beer. Moving, swimming, rising in the beer are numerous crustaceans, prawns, langoustines, some baby cuttlefish. The fat man drinks the beer off in one. Glug, glug, glug. And slams down the empty glass. He sneers at Fimbunsky. Screw you, pig! Fimbunsky comes to the same bar night after night. He's the tape loop detective. Every day, he gets the same tape in the post. The voice on the tape says, Fimbunsky, there's gonna be a murder. He knows there's gonna be a murder. The same murder every night. But there's nothing he can do to stop it. It's driving him crazy. Do you hear? Crazy, crazy, crazy!
Hold up, Astrid. Harmon knows this film. It's called Last Year at Marienbad.
You're saying my fantastic movie idea is like L'année dernière à Marienbad, directed by Alain Resnais?
Well, yeah, kind of. It was the cartoon version.
I didn't know there was a cartoon version.
Oh, yeah. It had this futuristic soundtrack, consisting entirely of sign tones.
Oh.
Astrid, what's the matter? Why are you weeping?
It's the thought of all those well-ordered sign tones together. It always makes me want to cry.
Thank you for the wonderful show. We've enjoyed it a lot. And we are now ready to give you the results of the vote. Here they come.
Hello, my name is Harmony Fraser, and that was my
play Felicity Oedipus, and Trevina Down appeared as Astrid. Shines included Lefty B, Adam Bowman, and Christina Kubitz. Well, don't y'all worry now, and we'll be back next week with another exchange.